the tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Shut up.
First comes love, then come. Damn it, I know this.
Hey, we're recording the podcast. Shut up.
Good morning to you, wherever you are, because it is Morning Somewhere for May 1st, 2024. My name is Bernie Burns, sitting right over there. Mayday. Mayday's probably not the best day to fly a plane, is it, Ashley? Mayday. Say hi to Ashley, everybody.
Well, the good news is you'll know exactly what to say if you have any issues. And they will know when you had those issues. It was on a Mayday.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be sure not to say Mayday when I'm on the plane today. Right after we record this, I'm on a plane going back to Ashley. And I will get to see her and I will be so, so happy. I don't like being apart from you.
This is a very, very long day for you.
Yeah, let me think about that. Yes, this one's long because this one's overnight. It's weird. When you come from the UK over to the US, you're kind of chasing the sun west. So it actually does turn out to be like a very long day. Like you end up in a 30-hour day or 32-hour day. Going the other way, you're kind of like going against the sun. So the day is much shorter, but the trip feels longer because you end up going overnight. Going
right,
east.
You kind of end up skipping through your night. And technically, you can sleep on a plane, but that barely counts.
The toughest one is you used to live in Australia. That's where we met, actually. And when you go down there, it really messes with you because you can miss like an entire day on the calendar going or coming. I forget which. Like you can take off on a Tuesday and land on a Thursday and you just never had Wednesday.
Yeah, like Wednesday just didn't exist for you. But then the fun thing is when you come back, you actually land before you left.
It's bizarre. It's bizarre. It makes perfect sense when you say it, but it's kind of like the, what was the island that we discovered out in the Pacific? That was
where the sun goes down.
Yeah.
Or where the day officially ends.
The Howland Islands. Actually, technically Howland and Baker Islands, which I also found out is completely uninhabited. It's basically just a coral reef. That the U.S. put a flag on.
For birds, and it's for birds and sunsets.
And for putting deadlines on shipping coins out. Which if you're a Patreon subscriber, patreon.com/morningsomewhere. Just to let you know, the coins, we got a sample proof. So you should check the Patreon to see what that coin looks like. But I don't think, Ashley, have we ever talked about how you and I met? Which is kind of strange because we met to catch up with one another.
Yeah, I don't know if we have. You know, we've done a lot of things together, but not usually in a situation where we would be relating that story. But it is a funny one because the thing is, we've been in such like parallel areas of the video game industry for so long, and we managed to not meet until way late. But neither of us knew that.
Yeah, so the way this worked was I was going down to Melbourne, to promote DVDs. And I was going down there and I said on Twitter, hey, I'm going to Australia. Is anyone in Australia and wants to catch up? And then I got a message on Twitter from Jinx of the Frag Dolls. And she said, I live in Sydney now and I have friends going down for that convention. I'd love to catch up. And I was like, cool. Jinx from the Frag Dolls, Ashley. Yeah, absolutely. Would be great to see her again. And so
yeah,
we went out.
You'd already blogged about me.
What's that?
You'd already blogged about me.
Oh yeah, and your habit of collecting boxes. Which, by the way, I'm like in our storage unit here, and I'm like looking at all your boxes you've collected over the years. And I was thinking the kindest thoughts about you, Ashley. When I was looking at all this stuff that you're going to want to keep forever, and we're going to have to figure out how to get over to Scotland instead of paying for the storage unit every month.
I digress. Them.
What you need them? Why? What are you going to do with it? Build a fort?
Possibly. You don't know.
So we went down, and we met up with some friends. Was Gavin with me then? No, that was not Gavin. That would have been
Joel. No, I don't think Gavin was not with you on that trip. You were with Joel and Brandon Farmahini.
Yeah, and we met up for drinks, and it would be great to catch up. You and I sat down, started talking to each other, and we realized about 5 minutes into catching up with each other that you and I had never met, ever. And it was so strange because we knew all the same people. We'd been even like talking about like, did we meet here? Because I was in this room. It's like, yeah, no, I was at that party or I was at that event or something. And yeah, no, we didn't meet there. And just realized we had never met each other. And so
it was very strange because we've been in so many of the same rooms. We were both at the first PAX. I've been to there was an event that was very popular at PAX called Pork Fry Tacos, where Pork Fry of Penny Arcade fame had people over to his house and he had tacos and he had this very specific rule. In fact, I believe you did you break a Pork Fry Taco
14
record?
Tacos eaten in one evening.
So I guess I missed that particular Pork Fry Tacos, but I've definitely been to Pork Fry Tacos with Gus.
I wouldn't say that you missed it, Ashley. You just weren't there.
You know, so we, and Brooke, who is Brooklyn of the Frag Dolls, was a voice in Strangerhood for You.
Yeah.
I was one of the first members on the Rooster Teeth website. I think, you know, remember when everyone was like handing out badges, like all you guys could like hand out badges? I think I had like a badge from Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, that all makes sense. Yeah, because you and, part of your job was to go onto social media sites. They weren't called social media back then, but forums and things. And
they were communities.
Yeah, and you were like promoting Ubisoft stuff and the Frag Dolls in general, right?
Yeah, and we, you know, part of our responsibility was to go and be an active and vocal part of communities. And I was active on Rooster Teeth, and I was active on the Penny Arcade forums were my main spaces.
The PA forums. Yeah, and I actually just found in storage, because I was going through there, there was an original Xbox that I brought around to the first PAX, or maybe the PAX right after the first Child's Play. Memory doesn't really serve me to know which one came before the other. And I had it, I took it around, and I had it signed by all essentially the influencers in the video game industry at the time who were at that PAX. So your signature's on that Xbox that I found.
What? How is that possible, though, if we didn't meet? We must have met.
It must have been like maybe somebody else brought it around. Oh, and we could have met, but like didn't know each other, like just in passing or whatever. You know, it's just one of those weird things. And so the weird thing was, is that then when we got to know each other, it just turned out we had all the same friends, a lot of the same experiences. And so we hit it off right away. And it was very friendly. Like we went out. It was like just to catch up for drinks as friends. And then we went from Melbourne to, I think, Auckland. We were going because we did two conventions while we were down there. And we said we were going to go to Auckland. And at the time, there was a Qantas strike that was going on. And our flights got going back to the U.S., essentially got canceled or delayed while this strike was going on. So we started talking about, well, if we have to be here for an extra week, why don't we just go down to the South Island of New Zealand? Because none of us had ever been here while we're waiting for the strike to end and we can go home. It was basically an excuse for us to go like on an extended little trip while we were all the way down under. Ashley, you got wind of that and you said, I've never been to the South Island. And I thought, okay, well, there's three of us, you know, going. So if you want to like tag along and we can go travel and go down to the South Island, let's do that. And then there was like a 4-hour window where Joel and Brandon left because for 4 hours, they let some flights go and they immediately bolted for the airport and got on their plane and went. But I already had these reservations to go down to the South Island. So I thought I'm going to do that, because what also was going on at this point in time is I had just gotten separated from my first wife 2 months earlier, which is important because I needed some time to like decompress and everything like that. But then now suddenly we looked up. And it was just going to be me and Ashley traveling. And we were, you know, when we met for drinks, it was just, you know, friendly drinks and all that. But then all of a sudden, it was like a potential where we would be traveling alone. And you had taken time off work already to go do this. And I had to call you and I said, look, I recently just got separated and I'm not really in a place where I feel like I should, you know, be traveling alone with somebody else. And it was really awkward and everything. There was like nothing romantic yet at all or discussed. And here I was, I felt like I was interjecting that now into that, but it was a weird situation where we were suddenly traveling alone. And I always remember this. You instantly said, I totally get it. I understand. Don't worry about it. So I ended up traveling down to the South Island of New Zealand by myself and then went back to the US. But I always remembered how cool you were about that. And you didn't like even like stress about taking the time off work or anything like that. You were very cool about it. So what was it like a year later, you suddenly put on Twitter, you were moving back to the US, you were moving to San Francisco. And I was like, And by this point, I was like well out of my relationship. And I thought, I really liked that girl. And the moment you said you were moving to San Francisco, I asked you out.
Do you remember, though, there was you actually came to Sydney one time in between. When you had, that's when you brought one Gavin Free with you.
That's right. And that's right.
It was funny because it was for something called Armageddon Con, if I recall correctly. I came out to Armageddon with two of my friends, one Maud Garrett, who you may know if you follow
Maud's book
lots
club
of stuff. She's in LA now, but she's done a lot of stuff with Nerdist, and she's got a book club, and she's got all this stuff going on. Another friend named Ray, who is now, I think she's a broadcast host, still based in Australia. And so I was hanging out with the two of them, and the three of us met up with you and with Gavin.
Yep.
In Sydney.
Yep. We went out for drinks.
And you brought me something. You brought me corn chips. Do you remember?
Fritos, yeah. I did that thing where I played a mule.
Specifically Fritos, because I had lamented that I couldn't get Fritos in Australia. So you brought me a bunch of Fritos, which just proves that you already had my number.
That was bait.
and then we all caught up, and you told me this later that you kept trying to get Gavin to basically wingman you and take Ray and Maud and just, like, I don't know, go show him the bar or something so that you could,
It was five of us all together when we went out that night. And I said to Gavin, because I was like, I remember this girl. I really liked her a lot. I said, I'd like to maybe get some time to talk to her alone. So, Gavin, all I need you to do is talk to these two girls. And they're very pretty ladies, right? And so Gavin was like, nah, can't do it. So I was like,
he just vanished, left you with me, two friends, and a box of Fritos.
Right. And so now I just have these three ladies, and I'm just trying to talk to this one girl by herself, and it's just not going to happen because Gavin bailed out entirely. So once again, another trip all the way down to Australia, another miss. And then when you announced or said on Twitter that you were leaving Xbox and moving to San Francisco to work for IGN, I was like, all right, somebody's going to ask this girl out. If I don't, right away. So I had to ask you out immediately. Did I ask you out over Twitter?
You did. And I'm going to go back and check my DMs and see, because it's possible that you did. And you were so smooth about it, too.
Yeah.
Because you're like, hey, it's really convenient that you're going to be in California, because I could really use a huge favor. You'd be doing me a solid. I need a date to the Emmys.
That's a... I thought that was a pretty good slam dunk for getting a yes for a first date. Now, let me ask you this.
That was a solid slam dunk.
When I asked you that, did you think of it as like, I was obviously had feelings towards you. Did you think it was a date at that point in time? Or do you think it was maybe something that could turn into a date? Like a date?
I thought it was something that could turn into a date.
Okay. And then I did another thing, which I think helped us very long term, is that you had to come down from San Francisco to do it to LA to go to the Emmys. I did something else, which was another investment. I've invested a lot in this relationship that's not even a relationship at this point in time. I got you a separate hotel room because I didn't want there to be any awkwardness or weirdness. Like, if this was a first date, if we were going to like have one hotel room, there's no way. There's just no way. And
because of the implication.
Implication, exactly. So I got you your own hotel room, and I told you that like right away you'll have your own hotel room. You know, it will have this date. And we went out and had drinks beforehand, went to the Emmys. It was great. And I'm happy to report, at the end of the evening, I got a smooch.
You did. And then you got a couple smooches. And then we realized, key card didn't work. And I was locked out of my room, and we had to go back down to the lobby to get me a new key card. And you had red lipstick all over your face.
You had like this wearing. Vaudevillian, like, I don't know what this was, like roaring 20s makeup that was for the red carpet, I guess. And it was, I could not get that stuff off. I could not get it off my face. And
which is impressive considering that it got off of my face and onto yours. That doesn't seem very fair, does it?
Like I sat on a park bench with wet paint on it or something like that. It was crazy. With my face. And but it was pretty embarrassing because it was like something out of like 60s sitcom, you know what I mean? And so that was the first time we met. And then we started dating. I didn't feel like being San Francisco to Austin didn't feel like long distance compared to Austin to Sydney. And so, yeah, so we dated, started dating at that point in time. That was what?
That was September of 2013. September 2012.
2012, yeah. And then you moved to Austin in 2013.
Moved down.
Yeah. And then we got in a U-Haul truck and drove you from San Francisco down to Austin. I remember at that point we'd been dating about a year, and your parents were like, "You're moving to Texas?" They were so worried about you moving to Texas, I remember in particular. It was so funny.
Yeah, it's like, but don't worry. Everyone makes Texas-shaped waffles.
That's true. That's true. And we have so much, your parents bought us like so much Texas-shaped stuff. I don't know if you've ever been to an airport in Texas, but Texas loves the shape of Texas. And they make cutting boards and stickers and magnets. You can buy anything in the shape of Texas. You can buy a coffee table in the shape of Texas in about 5 minutes in Austin. And your parents just started giving us that stuff. Like, I guess everyone thinks that people in Texas want that Texas shape everywhere. You know,
well, otherwise we might forget what Texas looks like. You know, what's funny, too, is right. It was not long after I moved that that we took a real risk. And do you remember, Bernie, the first content that we ever did together was we sat down and I helped you get an achievement in an Xbox Live arcade game called Flock.
Yes, where we herded sheep. Isn't that funny now? We live in a place where we herd sheep, really. Yeah.
I was literally out on the front lawn the other day chasing after some sheep that had got out of their pasture.
Yeah. In our we were like messaging all the neighbors going, you know, is this your sheep? Is that your sheep? Is this, you know, because they paint the sheep. They put like a dye mark on them and we didn't recognize the dye mark at all.
Yeah, so that was fun, but that was a very risky move to take so early in our relationship because that game was an absolute punishment, Bernie. And did you hear the news about that game?
What is that? Are you taking it off the marketplace?
It is being delisted from the Xbox store. So
that's
I think that what we do is, and that we can do this for Patreon or something, but I think we should sit down and do a 10-year reevaluation of the strength of our relationship in that game.
Oh, I like that, because then we can see, like, we should not watch the original series. Maybe we should download it to make sure we can. But we should watch it after we record a new video in that, because we can see, like, how different is our relationship after now 10 years and kids and everything else. Like, I'm sure we have to have changed in some way, I would hope. So
I'm sure.
I know it was actually when we started dating to when you moved down, I know it was slightly less than a year. And do you know why I know that?
Why?
You remember we had to buy you out of your moving bonus from IGN because you had to repay it. So I had to pay IGN a dowry for Ashley. I mean, it's a normal contract thing. They paid for her to relocate, you know, internationally. And it was a nice relocation bonus. But of course, that's contractually. You have to stay with the company for a certain amount of time. And Ashley did not. She moved down to Austin with this crazy guy who was asking her to move down.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't treat IGN quite fairly there. But look at that tall drink of water. How could I wait?
How could you possibly wait? But the really crazy, this is, I guess this whole podcast is going to be about how we met in our early relationship, which I'm fine with. The crazy thing about it was when we ran into people and we were dating, neither one of us was very public about it. But so we would just run into people at events and they would see us together and it became evident, like holding hands or whatever, that we were dating. And people were just like, what the fuck? Like, how, you two? Like, when did you, like,
they were confused.
Yeah. I think the most confused person.
One of the first ones. Do you remember one of the first ones?
I do.
Was Major Nelson.
Major Nelson. But me, you know, Larry's one of those guys who I feel like just he pays attention. Does that make sense? And so, yes. Like the moment he saw us together, he's like, "What's going on here? What's going on? What, you two? Like, what's happening?" So it was funny. That was at a Halo 4 launch event or Halo.
Yeah, that was the Halo launch event in. I want to say it was in October.
Yeah,
October of 2012. It was in Seattle.
Halo 4, I guess at that point. Yeah, probably been Halo 4. Would have to be. But yeah, we ran into him there and it was just like he was flabbergasted by that. And we had that reaction over and over again, like from people, because they were like, I never saw you guys like talking or anything like that. It's like, yeah, that's why. Like we somehow managed to not interact with each other over the course of like 10 years of being in all the same rooms. And I think that helped us. Don't you? in a way?
Well, I think that we're very lucky we met and actually got acquainted when we did, because otherwise it would have been wrong time. And we might never have, you know, once you solidify someone in your mind as friend, it can be very hard to change tracks.
By the way, that's never hard for a guy, what you just said. It's never, ever difficult for a guy.
You know, and I just think we could have so easily just established ourselves as friends and that's it forever if we had met any other time.
Yeah. Or, if one of us had said something stupid, you know, or over the course of like several conversations, and you're like, the idiot.
You're like, oh yeah, that guy.
Yeah, but once you're dating, you kind of have to like work your way through that stuff, you know? Yeah, like there's pictures of you, like you've shown me like some of your photos from events. I'm in none of them, but like there's tons of photos with you and Gus at like house parties and stuff like that. And I'm just like, I just wasn't at that stuff.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Weird.
So weird. It's a very big, small world.
Yeah, well, and that was a really small industry back then. Like, I was looking at that Xbox that I took around and had everybody signed, and it might really be every video game influencer in, like, 2004, 2005, whatever it is. I'll send a photo of it so that we can put it maybe as the thumbnail. And it's just...
Yeah,
it's,
that'd be great.
It's wild. We might even have to explain, like, you know, some of the names on there, you know, for people. Like, Gabe and Tycho are on it, of course, you know, because it was their convention. All the Fragdolls are on it. We'll look at it and see if we can identify some of the names. I mean, Major Nelson might be on it as well, because he would have been at one of those conventions and I would have stopped him and got his signature on it. The idea was I was going to take this Xbox and then auction it off at Child's Play later in the year. But for whatever reason, we didn't go to Child's Play that year or something, and it fell through. And I just ended up saying, oh, you know what? I just want to keep this thing now because I like the sentimentality of it. And then I was always very poor about doing those things on my own behalf. I signed like who knows how many DVDs, but it always bothers me. I don't have a signed like season one DVD from the entire cast, you know? And that's just something I never thought to do that for myself. And now I wish I had had that, you know? I can get it, but you know, why didn't I ever do that before, you know?
Sure. Sure. Well, I tell you what you can do is when you go to bring that Xbox back here, Bernie, you can put it in one of the many boxes that I have in our storage unit.
Oh, yeah. So the way I travel now, when I travel, and I'm doing it, coming back with it now, I take two enormous, the biggest checked bags that I can take, and I go to the airport in Scotland, and they're empty. Like when they go to grab them off the belt, it's like they almost hit themselves in the face because they're expecting it to be way heavier, and they take it off. And they're like, what? And I go, yeah, they're empty. I'm just going back. I always say back home because it's easier to explain and I'm American, you know, with my accent. And then I just fill it up with stuff here and then bring it back to Scotland. So it's like, it's almost like in Shawshank Redemption where you're just like carrying the bits of the wall out to the yard, like bit at a time. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm doing the last bit of like moving from the storage unit. I just like put stuff in there and bring it back two suitcases at a time every time I come to visit Austin. So... Well, that is the story of how Ashley and Bernie met, with a capital M, I guess, when we actually met each other. You know, it would be interesting to know the first time we actually crossed paths and probably said hello to each other. But that was the weirdest way I've ever met anyone in my life. And I consider myself extremely lucky that it worked out that way. And I met the love of my life. And now we live in a place where we herd sheep for real, but without a flying saucer.
You know what? Give it time. We can probably get a flying saucer. Maybe we can dress up the drone.
Oh, that's actually a great idea. We could do a live version of it. All right. Well, that does it for us today. Signing off from Melbourne via San Francisco, via Austin, and now via rural Scotland. This is Ashley and Bernie. Starting off May 1st, 2024. We will be back to talk to you tomorrow. We hope you'll be here as well.
Bye, everybody.
I like you.
I like you.